Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In Guru on 95.7 The Game.
C.J. Stroud likes
Ricky Pearsall. Stani. He said he's nasty.
Oh, he's got that short burst speed in the 1.9 in the 10-yard run. Something like that.
And what was the three-cone drill?
He's very quick out of the break.
Mm-hmm. I think trade's coming.
He's already a better route runner than Deebo Samuel.
You ain't got to, hey.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers draft. The first round went last night, and the 49ers took a wide receiver. What do you make of it? What do you make of it, and does it impact in any way what's going to happen with Ayuk and his contract extension, or Deebo Samuel, whether he's on the team or not? And have we missed anything? This is something I hadn't thought about from the Xfinity mobile text line. He said this pick isn't about Deebo Samuel. This text from the 415 agrees with you. This pick isn't about Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk. This pick is about the Kansas City Chiefs and having a third explosive player when they match up.
Wow. Stiney, if Monday comes and there's no trade, that's an A+. That's how I feel. And as much as I've been caping up for Ayuk and Deebo as a tandem, and I don't want to blame just them, that's letting me know their bosses, their coaches. Kyle Shanahan believes they need something else to go with those two. So here we go. And especially, Stani, we talk about Deebo Samuel, all the great things that he represents. Route running's not one of them. You know, he does his damage getting the ball behind the line of scrimmage. The pre-snap motion, that's the essence of Deebo. So maybe you are a good defense, like we saw the Ravens come in here and kick their ass on Christmas, and that defense seemed like they knew what was coming and everything was in front of them. Maybe this kid, there will be no trade. Add him to the trifecta. Now you got something else to worry about if you're a defense coming in to try to stop the Niners.
888-957-9570. Do you believe, if you're a 49er fan, do you believe that one thing you can take from this pick is that the 49ers front office thought they needed an extra playmaker more than an offensive lineman?
See, that's
like that. Is that what this pick is saying? And I could see if you think that, but I don't know if I'm ready to go there.
I'm not.
Maybe they just think they can get a better quality lineman
down the road
with the second round pick, right, than a quality wide receiver at a second round pick. What do you guys think? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Sean. Sean's in Dublin, wants to jump in here. What's going on, Sean? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Hey.
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling to calm you guys' nerves a little bit. Not specifically you two, but everybody in the Bay Area.
All right.
I like this pick. I like this pick a lot. He was actually, for me, he was a sleeper. I don't think the Niners at the bottom of the second round would have been able to get him. And I like how you guys just brought up the game against the Chiefs and the game against the Ravens. I don't think we had enough explosiveness to scare them. Their DBs, they pressed our receivers. We couldn't get open. So, number one, it addressed that need. Number two, this is a deep wide receiver class. This is also a deep offensive lineman class, and we have three third-round picks that we can use to help build that offensive line. So it doesn't say anything about Ayuk, doesn't say anything about Debo. We can move off of those guys if the offer is good enough. But if not, we'll sit with our guys. We'll continue to get better on offense. And then keep in mind, too, we don't pay Purdy for at least two more years. They could get the contract done next year, but he's still got 2 years of earning about $1 million on the cap. So this team is ready to win now. I think this guy, give him about up to midseason, he's going to help us out. And I, one last thing for you guys.
Yes, sir.
When Shanahan likes a guy, he goes out and get him. A couple years ago, Ayuk was that guy. The Niners were sitting, I want to say, maybe around pick number 11. They could have drafted CeeDee Lamb. They could have picked Justin Jefferson. They traded back and they got Ayuk. I look at Ayuk now. So I think at the end of next season, we'll all be happy that we got Pearsall.
Appreciate it, Sean. You like the pick, 49er fans? It's pretty straightforward. You like the pick. They picked a wide receiver out of Florida, Ricky Pearsall. I mean, there is a lot to get into here. I mean, on the one hand, you could say, well, didn't they just add to a position of strength? Like we've been talking all year about, hey, they got two great receivers. Can an offense in today's NFL, can three receivers be productive in the same year?
Well, it's not even about being productive, Donnie. It's about pre-snap. Can you scare opposing defenses to where one of the three get off? And I'm the guy that was like, you know, scratching my head as to why the Niner offense this last playoff run was pedestrian. I think I've got my answer. So if you ask me about Ricky Pearsall, I like the pick, but I don't like the timing of the pick.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Matthew is in Dublin. What's up, Matthew? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you? I just want to say love the show.
Thank you.
For me, the thing is I'm really 50-50. I think for some people who are like, oh, you know, I love the pick or I hate the pick. For me, it's all about what is the plan. If the plan is to win right now, it's kind of just like, okay, well, we already have, you know, Debo, we have Ayuk, we have Juwan Jennings we brought back, you know, we have some others as well. It's like, it just kind of doesn't make no sense. But if it's something for the future, then I understand it. So it's just, I'm like 50-50 with it right now.
I got you. Thanks, Matthew. Appreciate the call.
And how fair is this, Donnie? Do you think some Niner fans have PTSD because, you know, Kyle has a job to do and he's doing it, but he messed up the, you know, the Trey Lance pick, and that was a different position, but that was a debacle. Do you think maybe some might be a little nervous about his judgment?
Yeah, probably some people. I think there's some critics of the way the 49ers have drafted. I think that's out there.
Well, you hit on Debo and Ayuk, but I'm just saying, I wonder how much of this, like, I just didn't expect Goodell to say the position that they were going to address the Niners was wide receiver.
Like, what if I just said, what don't you get? Like, what don't you get?
Well, I shared with you, I thought a position of strength was the wide receiver position for the Niners.
The move is for now, and it's for the future. Like, it serves both those masters.
Okay, until something else pops off. See, we're at,
but it makes you better.
It's like we're ignoring the noise that's out there.
It makes you better right now.
Okay.
Because it allows you to keep, maybe they're looking at, by drafting Ricky Pearsall, it means we can now keep Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk for one more year together. So we're still good now. The move helps us right now because it gives us insurance for next year. And it means we don't trade Debo or Ayuk right now. So we're better right now because we don't trade those guys. And then we'll be better in the future, whether we have to move off a guy or not. If we have to, we'll have this guy who we think is really good. And you know what? If this guy's great, maybe we keep all three if we can somehow get it done. But, like, that's – and if you don't like the pick, I get it. You don't like the pick, but I feel like I at least see what they're trying to do, I guess is what I'm saying.
And again – I'm not saying we're doing it, and how can you not? Because right now there's a lot of smoke around this whole thing, and there's a domino. And you may be right. That domino may not be played, and it's going to be all three of them still here. But, Stani, if somehow there's a trade this afternoon or this evening or tomorrow, then we're talking about, you know, opinions changing, because now you're trusting Ricky Pearsall to be able to grasp the offense and step in right away and, again, not be Jerry Rice, but give you some production along with Juwan Jennings and the rest of your receiving core.
You know, the other thing that the 510, this is an interesting point. I like the pick. Sooner or later, we're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. And if you move off Debo at the end of this year, then you have more flexibility as it relates to Brock Purdy, because you'll have Pearsall on his rookie deal.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, right now, Stan, if you ask me who the fastest receiver is, it's Ricky. Pretty Ricky.
I have no idea.
For what that means, well, I do. Man.
Well, I thought IU could get downfield.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he can't, but he's not a burner. Your boy's faster than him.
888-957-9570 is the number. What do you think of the pick, 49er fans? Ricky Pearsall. He is the scouting report I'm looking at right now says he has great hands. He's got a good burst through his routes. On the negative side, says he can get out-muscled by physical cornerback. So how surprising was that pick to you? I mean, I
went 10. We had a caller say 12. Where were you at?
Like a 5? I mean, again.
Well, your 5 will go to 9 or 10. I don't want to speak for you if somehow there's a trade done.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. But, like, I feel like whatever the Niners do, I do feel like it's transparent as to what they're doing. Like if they trade Debo Samuel today or over the weekend, that tells me that they think, and you might think they're wrong, but they think they can be a Super Bowl contender even without Debo Samuel. Like that's what that would have to tell me. If they don't move Debo Samuel, which I don't think they will, to me it tells me that they're running this back for one more year. And they'll make the decision on Debo Samuel at the end of the year. And then they'll use these picks, the next 9 picks, to address bigger positions of need.
Yeah. With your secondary O-line, you know, Greenlaw, you don't know how long he's going to be down. So,
Estimated Eye says, why would they move Debo Samuel? Well, because conventional wisdom is that they're going to have to come off his money at some point, probably at the end of this year.
Evan, can you help me? Am I pronouncing it? Is it Pearsall or Pearsall?
Pearsall.
Oh, Saul. Okay. Now take that, Ernie Chavez.
What?
Said I was speaking French because I was saying Pearsall, Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally with 2 L's at the end, you pronounce the all.
Ricky Pearsall?
Like Benjamin Albright joined the Morning Roast earlier, a Broncos insider and NFL insider. You can find that on the Odyssey app and YouTube. Albright. Pearsall.
Oh, there's 2
like
L's
Gasol.
In Albright?
Yeah.
Paul certainly Gasol. Is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess what Ernie was saying was you were butchering it early.
No, I said Pearsall after I asked Evan. You were saying Pearsall.
He's right.
Can you say it again?
Pearsall.
Yeah.
It's like a spelling bee. Can the country of origin, please?
I got it, y'all.
I hate to break it to you, son. He's going to be on the team for a few years, so.
Well, we'll see. He's got to make the team first. He's got to make the team first.
Thank you,
well,
guys.
Well, that'd be a great pick.
Take that, Ernie Chavez.
888-957-9570. What do you think about the pick, 49er fans? And what does it tell you about what they may do the rest of the weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they'll probably go get some linemen. They'll probably get some help at other positions. But it tells me that Kyle Shanahan really liked this guy. And after all, he is a receiver. He was a receiver at Texas.
Arizona. Yeah, I thought it was unlikely going into it, but
Shanahan.
That doesn't mean that it can't happen. So, I mean, you listen to everything. Everything's about trying to improve our team as much as we can for 2024 with jeopardizing 25 as much as possible. So that's everything you look into. And whenever that opportunity comes, whichever way, if you can improve your team, you do that. It's sometimes it's hard to picture proving your team, though, without him.
And he was talking about Ayuk there. And that was, he slid that in at the end.
He did.
But I think that's right. That's what we're talking about. What I heard Kyle Shanahan say right there was sometimes you look and you can't figure out how you're going to be better if you lose Brandon Ayuk. What's so funny?
Nothing. I'm laughing at myself.
Yeah. What was funny that you thought, mate, like, you can share what you thought you said was funny.
So I corrected Ernie Chavez.
Okay.
As he came down my road, said I was speaking French, and Evan Espadoni backed me up that I was saying Pierre Saul, which it is, and he responded that I said Pierre Sean, which I did. Anyway, go ahead, Stoney, my bad. That's all. He won't take the L. Ernie, take the L. That's all.
Don't take it, Ernie. You don't have to
now,
take it.
Now, why would
it.
You say that?
Because I'm...
You're mad.
I mean, you've said it 15 times, and you know you've said it differently nine of those times.
Stop! It's Ricky Pearsall. Come
it's
on,
it's not
man.
Purse.
Pearsall.
Pierce is in like pierced ear. Pierced earring.
Evan, you want to say it?
Maybe we can ask Jennifer Lee Chan at 12 o'clock how to pronounce his name. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the 49ers.
We're all doing the best we can here. At 95.7 the game. I mean, Pajemski was one. You got to get used to these names.
No doubt. I was the last to the party. Yeah.
Pearsall. Okay. You know how I feel about names.
To teach, your parents important. Are two English teachers.
Like, if the guy's got a way to pronounce his name, you should pronounce the name the way it should be pronounced. And if it's Pearsall, then it's Pearsall. I'll work on it.
I mean, I wonder how many mock drafts had him going first round.
It's a good question.
You know what? But does that matter if their football intelligence was like, he's good enough for us to take him with the 31st pick, F all the mock drafts, right? Because that's what this is about.
But they have their own mock draft.
How many guys Debo Samuel being used, coaches saw Debo being able to be utilized the way that Kyle Shanahan envisioned Debo, and now look what he is. So, you know, we can get fixated, and I won't, on – you know, was it too high, too low, whatnot? Does it fit? But all that matters is the organization thinks this dude can hit the ground running.
I mean, I got to believe he was on the Niners' first-round board, right? Every team's got their own draft. I got to believe that he was somebody who they thought if he was there that they were going to take. That's how much they liked him. They clearly liked him enough to take him there. So that tells me that maybe they didn't think he was going to be there, or they were hoping he would be there because they were looking at other draft boards and weren't seeing his name there, and they got a great feeling about it. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to ask you guys your thoughts on a kind of working theory I have and in regards to my concern about or what we should do with Debo and Ayuk. And that is, I think personally, we should hold on to them for one more year at least to run it back. But also, how do we know that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are actually very good at drafting? And the reason why I say that is, how do we know that it's not Adam Peters who was the success behind the late round picks that we have, and that Lynch and Shanahan haven't really done much with our first round picks? When you look at it, it's Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, no good.
Yeah, I'm looking at the what about Mike McGlinchey in 2018? Fred Warner in 2018 wasn't the first round pick, but they got him. They got him in that draft. I mean,
look at the roster, though, right? It almost doesn't even matter where they're drafted at. They're hitting more than they're missing. That's why they've had the success over the last 5 years. And again, Trey Lance, Exhibit A, but Stoney, I'm like, that caller was being harsh. No, I mean, no, there's misses in every draft, but damn, look at this roster. It's loaded. We were talking about, you know, years past and even this last year, they got, you mentioned Fred Warner, Kittle. I mean, they got all kinds of Ayuk, Debo, Brock Purdy.
Yeah, their first draft was 2017. I've always, you know, Solomon Thomas obviously wasn't a great pick. I always think it's interesting. How do you judge Reuben Foster as a pick? Do they get dinged for it because he didn't pan out because of his you know, personal issues?
And there were some signs there, Steiny. So maybe they thought, you know, and they're not the only team rolled the dice that he would be on best behavior. That didn't work out, but that's a miss.
Boy, he was a hell of a player.
No doubt about it.
He was a hell of a player. Like, I never know what to, I never, I don't know. Those are always tough for me.
And he never went anywhere like a James Wiseman and balled out, you know?
Right. I just, like, they kind of got it right, though. The guy was an unbelievable talent. So, like, I always look at it as, like, they got it half right. You know, obviously, he's not playing now, so they don't have anything to show for it. But, and yes, he had some demons, but, man, he was, good whoo, work, good he was work. A hell of a player.
We all do, but, yeah.
Pierce Evans says, your two best offensive weapons, to be fair, are Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams. So, Pierce Evans saying that it's still
needed to be fertilized to what the wide receiver positions.
Right.
And now you got a guy that can go slot if you decide to go three wide or whatnot. So, okay, that works, Donnie, if there's no trade for Ayuk or Debo.
Right.
And that's why I'm super excited now. I'm super excited because I'm hoping neither one of them get traded. But, man, you talk about running it back, trying to get back to the Super Bowl and empowering a rookie slash Juwan Jennings, Ronnie Bell, or who have you, and saying we're better without one of these two receivers, good luck.
888-957-9570 is the number. Round two tonight in the NFL draft. Is it 2 and 3 tonight?
2 and 3
tonight. 2 and 3 tonight, and then the rest on Saturday.
Yeah, starting early tomorrow.
What time?
I want to tell you, hey, I'm going to say 9, but it could be 10.
From the 408, assuming the Niners stick with Purdy going into the future, if he's going to reset the quarterback market, teams with pretty highly paid quarterbacks have more, so young players less expensive. Seems like this is the beginning of that planning. Yeah, I agree. This probably did have something to do with Brock Purdy. You got to pay Brock Purdy.
Like, now you're giving him a weapon right now.
What if it's as simple as that the 49ers have decided they're paying Brandon Ayuk, and they're paying Brock Purdy. Mm. And they know that already, and it kind of feels like they're preparing to move off Debo Samuel in a year, and they brought in a wide receiver right now to learn the system. And if he can contribute now, great. If he can't, they've got a year to play with, and then he can replace Debo Samuel if he's good enough. And then maybe if he's not good enough, you got to revisit it and maybe you don't get rid of Debo Samuel and you try to attack it, you know, the financials from another.
Let me read this to you from the chat, Stoney. Yeah. Coach O. Williams, who was the best player available at 31? The tricky part about that is every team would have a different answer. Every team has different needs. You know what I mean? That's how I would say it. It's not just, oh, Stoney was the guy. Every team is looking for something different. And the 49ers feel like this is what they needed. And now you just brought up Brock Purdy. I'm thinking, what's he thinking right now, working out or doing whatever he's doing, having breakfast? I got a new weapon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.